to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime. Brought to you by TTCU The Credit Union and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis.
We're halftime at Owosso's Stadium in Owosso, Oklahoma, for the 6A1 state semifinal game between the number one ranked undefeated Jinx Trojans and number three ranked 9-2 Union Redskins. And at the half, it's Union 21, Jinx 14. Zach Jones will recap the scoring, tell you how we got here to this point.
Well, it was Jinx drew first blood, and they did it quick. It's two plays, cover 69 yards, and Mr. Curtis scores first, puts Jinx up real fast, 7-0. Kick was good, I guess. Turn around, and Shamari Brooks drives down the field, and they do it on the ground. So early, they do a 24-yard punt return, and then Shamari Brooks makes it happen on the ground with that big line of scrimmage moving tonight, making it 7-7. And then, again, Union right after that makes a stop, drives down the field, set up by a 20-yard jump pass to the tight end, Lawrence Harris. They do a little Tebow, pull a little Florida action out of there and make it work, set it up another pass out to CJ for his first touchdown of the night, his 10th on the season, and he goes up and makes a great play in the corner of the end zone to put Union up 14-7. And then turn around, and Jinx makes a drive real quick after a short onside kick and a couple Union penalties. They drive down the field really quickly and make a score, and they throw over to the tight end Leto across the middle, that big guy going to Nebraska to play tight end. He makes a great catch in the end zone. The kick is good. That puts it back to the tie game, and then Union drives down one more time and really just owns this drive the whole way down the field, open up big lanes, and everybody's committing some great moves on the offensive side of the ball, and Shamari Brooks takes it just 1 yard, but, man, was it just a power, a couple third-down conversions. A lot of stuff happened on the ground there, but that's a great drive, 76-yard drive. Shamari Brooks puts the Redskins up 21-14 at half, and right before half, a pick. Just didn't have enough time to put another score in there. So Union tonight is really making it happen on the line of scrimmage.
21-14, Union leading number one Jinx. The Union High Steppers precision dance team is out on the field entertaining the crowd here. The Union band up in the stands, the music there, be across the way, Jinx's band as well. Some reason they don't allow right marching bands on the field at halftime for OSSA playoff games. Why is that?
I don't know why they don't do that. It's interesting. I just want to hit a quick score before you go to half, and people go do what they need to do. And over across the other side of the state, we've got Norman North at 14.
Oh.
And the Mustang Broncos, I'm not the Mustang Mustangs, have, 21-14, but Norman North is up. And, excuse me. Yes, that 20. I'm throwing through here. 42-14. Sorry about that.
Jeez.
Running through a couple text messages there. And trying to get that. 42-14.
42-14. Norman North dominating Mustang there over UConn in the other state semifinal game. The winners of tonight's semifinals scheduled to meet on Friday in 2 weeks, December 2nd. Minnesota will be at the University of Tulsa Chapman Stadium hosting the 6A1 state championship game in Oklahoma. And once again, it'll be the Union or Jinx representing this side of the state. Union High Steppers complete their routine on the field. We'll take a break before going to Doc Lemons for our halftime interview. You're listening to Redskins Football on KRMG, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
For Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest Fast3 diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be open by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
From Owosso Stadium in Owosso, Oklahoma, it's the neutral site for the Class 6A1 state semifinal game in the eastern side of the state of Oklahoma this evening. It's Union 21, number one undefeated Jinx, 14 at the half. We've lost a couple degrees in temperature. We started the game at 45. It's now dropped to 43 degrees, and the wind is died down a little bit from 11 to 6 miles per hour. I don't know if that makes Doc Blevins feel any warmer or not, but Doc, you're on the sideline. Special guest at halftime. Take it away.
Well, I do have our associate athletic director, Steve Dunlap, with me. And, Steve, first of all, got to like that halftime score.
Well, I like that halftime score and hope it holds throughout the game. It's been a fantastic game. Our Union Redskin players are just giving a great effort, and it's been fun to watch them.
I want to clarify something here. We think we know what we're talking about on the broadcast, but the state championship game will be not next week, but the following week, and it's for our side of the state, so Chapman Stadium would be the location.
Well, it's looking like that's definitely on our side of the state. Even years are an east side of the state game. It could be at Broken Arrow, or it could be at University of Tulsa. We're not sure which one, and you know, right now we're just concerned about this game and trying to get through it against a great Jinx team. And, you know, once again, what a great game it is between two schools and both teams playing so hard. It's really fun to watch the game and just hoping for a great outcome for our team.
And a lot of really gifted athletes on both sides of the ball.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we had these kind of players back when I played. I mean, there's very impressive on both sides of the ball, the amount of talent that's out there on the field, the great coaching on both sides. And that's what makes it such a great rivalry and such a great game.
Coach, winters or fall sports are about over. Football's all that's left, and hopefully we have one more week of that. But an exciting winter season coming up, and I want to talk about basketball just a little bit. Our guys' team especially should be really good this year.
Well, our boys' team returns four or five starters from last year's state qualifying team, so we're sure looking forward to an outstanding year there. Coach Garcia, veteran coach, has won state championships, been in that state final several times, and I know he's excited about the upcoming season as well. And then Jamie Hill, our girls' coach, I think is just an outstanding coach and building the program right there, and be excited to watch them play. And then, of course, then we go right into wrestling. And Kevin Crutchmer did a great job last year, qualified eight guys for state, bad thing about that was seven of them were seniors, so he's replacing those guys. He's got a lot of talent on their team. If they'll can listen to him and continue to work hard throughout the year, then I think they're going to finish up with a strong year. And then our swimming team, Coach Lynn does a fantastic job with our swimmers. Went to a meet last week there at the Union 6th and 7th Grade Center where our pool is. Our swimmers did a great job and had a lot of spirit. I don't know if I'd ever seen that much spirit at a swim meet before, but I was very impressed with that.
Yeah. Well, you talk about swimming, and a lot of our people are not aware of where our swimming pool is.
Right. It's at the 6th, 7th grade center is where our pool is. A real nice pool there, and we've built up our program there. Coach Lynn, like I said, has been there a long time and done a great job for us.
Well, we're going to go to our other guests here in just a moment, but let me suggest something to our fans. This is going to be a great boys basketball team to watch, maybe one of the best we've ever had. They're going to be ranked high, and a lot expected of them. We've got about a 5,000-seat auditorium or gym that people could come and watch them. That thing ought to be packed out. People come and see them once, you'll come back.
Well, we sure would. They'll be exciting to watch. We're looking forward to the start of their season and see how far they progress and improve throughout the year and hopefully end up at the top there at the end. They'll have a lot of competition. There's a lot of good teams in the area and on the west side of the state. That's also what makes it special.
Well, we have another special guy with us tonight, and I'm going to let you tell folks who he is.
Well, this is Mike Whaley. I met him when he was the head football coach at Westmore and was doing a great job there. And then the OSA got a hold of him, and he's just continued to do a fantastic job. And I think, if I'm correct, it's moved up to the associate head or assistant head. So, anyway, he's there doing a great job. And anytime we've had any questions, anybody down there, and especially Mr. Whaley here, has been of great help to us anytime we've had a question.
I'll tell you, the OSSAA just has a great staff. They're all great to work with. Love David Jackson. What a great guy to be promoted to lead it. But Mike, did I see that this is like 20 years for you?
No, this is my beginning my eighth. David has been there 20.
Okay, David was the one been there 20.
This is his 20th year, and is it is one of those situations where it's a very easy thing as far as the transition between the last director and David, because his presence there has already been a big part of what's going on at OSSAA.
You know, for the director of the OSSAA, I think it's important over the years I've seen to have pretty good diplomatic skills because of all you deal with. And if anybody has diplomatic skills, it's David. He's just terrific.
Well, I think it goes back to what kind of person you are. And David Jackson's a man of integrity and always has been a man of integrity. Before he came to the OSSAA, I think it's the kind of person that he is and the type of abilities that he shows to communicate to folks.
Mike, you have been in charge of the officials for several years now, and I know this is your last year to do that. I assume you would be moving to different duties, but I want to ask this. I know we have this situation in Tulsa, and I've been promoting it with the people that I know, but okay. We have kind of a need for some young guys to step up and ladies, too. To consider being officials, because there's some really great ones that are like we had I can't even remember who it was, but we had two officials that I talked to last week after the game that are retiring that have been around forever. Do you encourage a lot of people to look into that?
Well, Doc, I think the thing that we try to do each and every year is to keep the pipeline full. We know we're going to lose people at the end of the pipeline, and we need to put people in at the beginning of the pipeline as they start through their officiating career. And to be honest with you, we're really not having a problem with guys entering or girls entering. It's retention. It's keeping them that third, fourth, and fifth year after a couple of years out there and experiencing all those things that officials have to learn as far as crowd control and coaches control and all those things. And some of them just don't think it's worth it after a couple of years.
Well, I encourage young people that have played the sport especially. And you know, one thing I like, announcing a lot of basketball like I do, is we have more and more lady officials. And they call guys games, too. But it's nice to do a girls tournament and see all those ladies out there calling.
Well, I think that's one of the things that has been a concern of ours at the Activity Association is the number of female officials that we have, especially working on high-profile sports like softball and basketball. There isn't any reason, Doc, with the number of people that play the game on the female side that we couldn't get as many or more officials from that group.
Zero lot line, something like that.
Now, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is I was not one of the people that would have been in favor of the split of 6A when it happened. I had reasons not to like it, I guess. And anyway, as I watch how it's developed, it's really become such an exciting thing on the 6A2 side. And, of course, here we have Bixby that's been so successful so far. But that seems to be working out pretty well.
Well, I think you would have a very difficult time, Doc, explaining to those folks that are in Division II of 6A that this wasn't the greatest thing that ever came along, because you've got a group that's getting to play for a state championship that most years probably wouldn't have played for a state championship had we been a 32-team class.
Well, I think it's worked out good. And do you see a point where it would stretch to cover other sports, or do you think it'll just be football?
I would think right now that's been the interest of the member schools, that it just stays with football. I know we had a classification committee meet last year and went through every sport in every class, and they had no recommendations to expand that to any other group.
You know, when the entrance requirement thing changed and it was easier for some of the independent schools to get in, they seem to have fit right in. And, you know, not some of them are pretty darn good. Nobody's totally dominating anything, but it seems to have worked well.
I think that what we have seen with new members coming into the association is that they have mixed a very quick mix with the member schools, and I think there are a lot of folks that maybe had some questions originally that those questions were answered, and I think it's been a good deal.
I think it's been exciting over here to see Holland Hall move into it. They were in the preparatory conference, and those schools grew a lot bigger than Holland Hall wanted to, and it looked good for them, and they're still in the playoffs last. I guess they're playing this weekend.
They are playing this weekend. I think for people like you and me that are experienced on the journey, that have seen Holland Hall over the years be very competitive in the Southwest Preparatory Conference, and we always ask ourselves, well, I wonder what they would do like playing in the OSSAA, and so now we're getting to answer that question.
Well, I'm glad to get to see him do that. Mike, thank you for being with us. Mike Whaley is on the staff and has been for 9 years of the OSSAA, and I'll tell you a quick story. I had made arrangements a week ago to interview David Jackson on a Monday morning, and after he had said yes and everything, I said, that's a Monday morning after the 10th game of the season. They're going to have so much going on. And he was nice to take some time to do that, but I know you all have to deal with a lot of things and answer a lot of questions and all that.
During the playoffs, those Monday mornings are very busy. Doc, well, it's my pleasure tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being with us. Enjoy the rest of the game. We'll send it back up to Chris.
All right, thank you, Doc. We're at halftime here with Union number 3, 9-2 on the season, leading number 1 undefeated Jinx 21-14. And Union will have the football to start the second half. They remember won the toss and deferred, so they'll start with the football in the second half. Redskins have just come back on the field. Here come the Jinx Trojans. We'll get a break in before the second half kickoff. This is Union Redskins football on KRMG Tulsa, Oklahoma.